With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The COVID-19 pandemic has also given scam artists another avenue to separate you from your money. The State Division of Trade and Consumer Protection Administrator Laura Sutherland says as the public is worried about the disease, the scammers are moving in.
If you get unsolicited emails in your inbox purporting to tell you about the coronavirus, don't click on any links. This is a way in which scammers are preying on our fears and our concerns about what's happening with the coronavirus, and they can have those embedded links in there that can infect your computer and really cause some problems.
Sutherland says they've been seeing solicitations for vaccines and cures for the virus. She says if there was a treatment, the public would know about it through mainstream means.
You would not hear about it from a pop-up in your social media or an email. So anything that's coming across your email about a cure for the coronavirus or a vaccine, don't open it. Don't click any links. That is almost assuredly a scam.
Sutherland says in times of crisis, charities often pop up and want to be helpful. She says do your homework. She says if you want to donate to a charity, make sure you've vetted them completely. She says websites like the State's Department of Financial Institutions, Better Business Bureau, or Charity Navigator are helpful in knowing the truth about charity donations. There are many unforeseen impacts from the COVID-19 virus, but one impact could directly lead to problems for people needing donated blood. Ken Kroll has more.
A spokesperson for the Community Blood Center with an office in Woodruff reports they fear people will stop donating blood at the very time many people need it. Dr. Todd Strauss is chief medical officer. He says donors are starting to back away.
We're starting to see drive cancellations, mostly due to businesses enacting some of the reasonable responses, you know, closing their doors to the public, or schools are shutting down. Those are areas that we often do blood drives. And not having those opportunities to go into those blood drives is going to decrease our ability to collect enough blood for what we need on a daily basis.
Dr. Strauss says the need for blood continues regardless of what's going on.
We have no substitutes for blood. We can only get blood from wonderful volunteer blood donors who come in, and we need blood daily to be able to support the patients in our community. We're going to need them to help us out and call us up, make an appointment so that we can continue to serve our community as we do every day.
He says the blood supply is safe and there are screenings done before donation.
The blood itself is very safe. It gets tested for everything that we would normally test it for. The donors that we ask to come in to donate blood are healthy donors. They're screened to make sure that they're still healthy. So we have a very, very high confidence in the safety of the blood supply.
More information on blood donation is at communityblood.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Wisconsin health officials confirm a person in central Wisconsin's Wood County tested positive for novel coronavirus after recently returning from a cruise. According to a post on the Wood County Health Department's website, the patient is doing well, isolated at home. Health officials are investigating how the person may have become infected and will be contacting individuals who may have had close contact with the patient. Symptoms of COVID-19 include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you think you may have COVID-19, you should call the clinic or hospital before going. Please do not call 911. That should be reserved for those needing critical emergency attention. Sue Kupferman, Wood County Health Department Director, says the best thing people can do is practice everyday good health habits. She suggests covering your coughs and sneezes by coughing into your upper sleeve, washing your hands often, and staying home if you're sick. In addition, she says people should avoid all non-essential travel and contact with large groups greater than 25 to 50 people. A conservation group is out with a toolkit they hope will help local communities fight climate change. Wisconsin conservation voters, along with the Sierra Club and Renew Wisconsin, have released the Wisconsin Clean Energy Toolkit to develop a clean energy plan for local communities. Ryan Billingham of Wisconsin Conservation Voters says the toolkit enables local citizens to take action.
What we found is, with lack of leadership at our other levels of government, towns and villages and cities, counties, municipalities in Wisconsin are really building the renewable energy economy, and they're really taking the charge, leading the way in confronting climate change. And so we saw a space where the Wisconsin Clean Energy Toolkit could exist to help communities across the state, give them the tools to develop clean energy plans.
Billingham says the document is comprehensive.
Help communities how to understand current state policies and regulations that impact energy use here in Wisconsin. Also guidance on how to make a commitment in your community to clean energy, how to build support in the community for clean energy policies, which can be a challenge, how to establish a baseline of a community's current energy use, and how to set some benchmarks and track progress towards long-range goals.
He says it also shows how to protect vulnerable communities when making the transition to clean energy. Billingham says you can download the document at wi.cleanenergytoolkit.com. If Wood County and the City of Marshfield agree to kick in about $7,000, installation of 32 state-of-the-art security cameras will happen this summer on the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point campus in Marshfield. An incident last December, which turned out to be a false alarm, showed campus leaders the need for more surveillance. A visitor was mistakenly identified as a man with a gun. UW-Stevens Point is making a $43,000 investment in the project. Currently, the campus only has 10 cameras using older technology. Our forecast today, a chance of snow before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high near 34. Tonight, a chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 21. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.